The Juneau Assembly this summer took another step forward in planning a new library in Mendenhall Valley. The Assembly authorized the city manager to apply for a grant for a ground source heat pump even before voters approved the project in October. The new facility would replace the library that's been renting space in the Mendenhall Mall for more than 25 years. If awarded, the grant would provide more than $1 million of the estimated $1.35 million for heat pump installation. The proposed library heat pump would be one of several in Juneau. Three are already in operation, and another three are under construction. As CBJ Engineering Director Rory Watt explains it, ground source heat pumps use tubing deep in the ground to bring heat to the surface.
So we pump liquid down these wells, some, you know, hundreds of feet into the earth, and, you know, where the water is maybe 45 degrees or something, and we take a little bit of heat out of cold water and then bring it back up to the surface and then run it through heat exchangers and turn that into useful heat in the facilities.
The growing number of heat pumps in use is a reflection of the advancement of the technology, Juneau's geothermal resources, and the opportunity for fuel savings. Alaska Electric Light and Power installed the first Juneau heat pump in the late 1990s. Now the company has 21 in its building in Lemon Creek. Alec Mesdag is the energy management specialist for AEL&P. Mesdag estimates heat pumps will save the company $50,000 over 25 years. The Diamond Park Aquatic Center and Juneau International Airport installed ground source heat pumps in 2010. The airport terminal added approximately 12,000 square feet during the construction project. Roughly half the building is heated by 31 pumps. Consulting engineer Doug Murray calls the savings so far pretty incredible.
We were able to put some preliminary information together for the first year's worth of operation last May or June, and that was showing approximately $120,000 worth of savings in the first year.
In October, Juneau voters approved a bond issue which will provide another $6.9 million to the airport. Some of the funds will be spent on more heat pumps, an expensive technology up front. Rory Watt estimates the increase in construction costs to be as much as 50%.
So at the Ok Bay School, we estimated conventional oil system about $2.8 million and ground source heat about a little over $4 million. So it's a lot more capital intensive. But on the same hand, you know, we estimated that the energy costs would be about a third. So when you do ground source, you're essentially paying a lot more money up front in exchange for lower long-term operating cost.
AEL&P's Mesdag says that long-term savings are the main reason ground source heat pumps are becoming more common in large projects, especially public buildings.
They're built with the intention of being there around for, you know, in the order of 50 or 100 years. You know, when we spend public money on a building, ideally the plan should be for the long term because it's expensive. With that being the case, you know, if you look at the life cycle costs of that project, the longer it is in place, the more important the energy systems are to the overall life cycle cost of the building. And when you look at in the order of, you know, 50 years on a ground source heat pump, based on, you know, everything we know right now, that does make a lot of sense over the long term.
For a look at planning documents for the Mendenhall Valley Library and cost savings reports on other Juneau heat pumps, go to the K2 website. In Juneau, I'm Heather Bryant.